This is the 930 WFMD Weekend Free Talk Express, featuring highlights from local talk shows.
And a good weekend to you. I'm Frank Mitchell with the Weekend Free Talk Express. We're going to go back and review some recent conversations we had on our local morning program and afternoon program. We'll start with the morning. That's the Morning News Express, of course, with Bob Miller, Chris Michaels, and the crew. And the mayor of Frederick City, Michael O'Connor, pays a regular visit to the morning program to update us on the latest in the city. And here's what they had to talk about this time.
All right, let's get to Frederick County is the fastest growing county in Maryland. Yes, that's it. He makes that abundantly clear. All right, let's get to Frederick County is the fastest growing county in Maryland. What does that mean for the city, and what kind of challenges does that have for the city?
Well, first and foremost, it means that we're a desirable place for people to want to live. So we're probably doing a lot of things right because people looking around for a place to live are saying, I want to go to Frederick. I think what that obviously does is forces us to strongly evaluate the infrastructure necessary to support that. And that's transportation capacity, school capacity in the city of Frederick. It's adequate policing, parks, the other public services that we provide, trash collection, et cetera. So it's a constant balancing act in terms of budgeting resources. But I would say in general, I said this to a group of people the other day, you know, jobs are the best economic development tool that you can hand somebody. A good job. And people having a place to live is what supports families and high quality of life. And so it's not that we have to embrace jobs and housing, but they're necessary for us to be a successful community.
Chief of Police, Jason Lando, in that time, when you walk around downtown, does anybody just say, hey, we need more police, we don't feel as safe as we used to, or are you not getting that sense? Because I kind of get that from some people, but not everybody.
I hear it from time to time, and I think that's sort of predictable. Anytime you have an incident that makes it into the headlines, that's going to, I think, ramp up people's concerns about whether or not the community is as safe as it can be. I as you well know, love to point to the numbers, and the numbers suggest that comparative to other communities of similar size and even bigger or smaller, Frederick is a pretty safe place. But that we don't rest on the numbers alone, and that's why we do make the commitment to putting the resources in place for our police department. We'll be putting out a budget in the next 5 days. We drop it on April 1st. That's not a joke. We actually put the budget out on April 1st. That's what the charter requires us to do, and support for the police department and the continued need for officers is part of what we're going to be proposing. So we don't take it for granted that we're a relatively safe community, because every incident is a person who's been victimized, and we want to make sure that we're doing all that we can to keep that as small a number as it possibly can be.
Well, speaking of numbers, you got a number for us when it comes to the budget?
A number?
Yeah,
I don't know it off the top of my head. I've read it about 50 times over the last 2 weeks, and I just don't retain it the way I used to. That's what a script is for. But we're the tax rate will stay unchanged. It's obviously going to grow. We've benefited in the city of Frederick from expanding business opportunity and expanding tax base, and those things all help us to put together a budget that we think funds the services and the supports that our residents expect.
Bob Miller, Chris Michaels, we have Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor, Mayor O'Connor, in with us. Mayor, I had a question. Me and Bob are always talking about transportation issues here in the city of Frederick. What would it take to expand the, I know they're always talking about expanding the metro into Frederick City, but the MART train service, what would it take to expand that? Is that something you'd look into?
We have advocated for expanding MART service on an annual basis probably for 20 years in the city when it comes to the state's consolidated transportation plan. The two things that we are most interested in seeing is more trains so that you can travel north and south at other times of the day, and weekend service. The challenge with MARC is that the rail lines are not owned by the government. A lot of the rail lines in this country, when we got into automobiles, got sold off to
CSX
railroad company. Mm-hmm. So these are owned by CSX. So it's a lot of negotiation to get them to want to put more passenger service on lines that, quite honestly, are more lucrative to them moving freight than people. And so it's something that we continue to advocate for. We'll continue to ask the state to work with us to do it. I know it's something the city of Brunswick, for example, is very interested in because they've got that station right downtown. We have a station downtown. There are a number of interim steps to get there. Bus rapid transit and other things to demonstrate that there's actually a desire that people will use these services when they're there. So we're not going to give up asking. We're going to continue to advocate for that service expansion and hope that over time we'll see it.
In the studio this morning with us, Mayor, I was reading through some old articles, and one of them articles was a FMP op-ed that said that the city needs to be more transparent when it comes to the fraud case that you are involved in, the theft of city's money. We've not heard really anything about that. Can you shed some more light on it? Can you be more transparent?
You ask me a question, and I will give you the best answer I can give you. That's as transparent as I can be. If I can't tell you something, I won't tell you. If I can, I will. I'm not sure what more we can say. It was a phishing scheme. It involved people falsifying documents that we used to make bill payments. We transmitted through ACH payments to the wrong bank accounts.
What is ACH?
Automated clearinghouse. It's okay. when somebody opts for an electronic transfer of funds as opposed to a paper check.
Okay. So I think I've asked this question before. Because we're still in the process of retrofitting the building, the police command center, whatever you want to call it. And what has been put in place to make sure that something like that never happens again?
So we can't make sure that it never happens again. This wasn't a breach of any system. So I want to be perfectly clear about that. This no one broke into our computer networks. No one breached our internal security system. This was an old-fashioned paper-style scam. People submitted paperwork. Human beings reviewed that paperwork. They mistakenly made changes to accounts. Those results and changes to accounts resulted in money going in a direction that it shouldn't have gone.
So it ran past more than one set of eyes.
More than one set of eyes did not catch a single letter in an email address.
Okay.
That looked normal. It looked like real business.
That's how they're able to use that. It used
a real person's name, someone that we actually do business with.
Okay.
All of it was it was both clever and low tech at the same time.
Okay.
And I'll say this because I've, you know, in having some conversations with staff, I want to make it clear, the matter is still under investigation. We still hope that we will somehow track down the individual or individuals responsible. We did have insurance. The city had insurance coverage for this kind of an incident occurring. We take out insurance on all kinds of lines of insurance, given the scope of things that we do in the city of Frederick. So it's our expectation that as that insurance claim moves its way through the processing, that the funds that were erroneously transferred will be recovered.
All right, we'll move on.
Transparency. If there's other questions people want to know the answers to, if we can answer it, we will. We're not trying to not talk about this. But at the same time, we also don't want to say or do things that may, in fact, jeopardize an ongoing investigation.
Or give people more ideas.
Or give people more ideas about things that they should try. I mean, we're not trying to, I really don't want to lay a roadmap out. I've probably already said more than I should.
Yeah.
But, I'm trying to not be transparent.
Okay. I understand that. The legislative...
We're the victim, Bob. We're the victim.
I get that. I get that. I just, you know, when it comes to municipalities and you see that, and it's a big number, it's taxpayer dollars, and when you come to that, people get, they get a little antsy about what's going on and whether or not, who's guarding the chicken house.
And we get antsy about it as well. It's why we work every day to try and do all that we can, to protect all of our assets.
Are you in favor of different of legislative districts in Frederick? Aldermen have been talking about it, and I took some of them to task where they said that we're not representing certain parts of Frederick as well as we should be. And I say, well, that's on the aldermen for not doing their jobs.
I think I would generally agree that if there are parts of Frederick that don't feel like they have representation, then there is the ability to hold elected officials, the mayor included, and saying, hey, you're not paying attention to our community and what's going on. I think Frederick, when I first ran for the Board of Aldermen in 2009, I think Frederick was small enough, and I generally think it still is. You can get to every neighborhood in the city on a regular basis, no matter where you live. It is possible to stay in touch with every neighborhood in Frederick, even at the size that we are right now. At some point, we're going to be too big. It's going to be more people, more travel, a lower ability to be able to connect with it. I'm not sure when you cross that threshold. There are communities much smaller than Frederick that already have legislative wards or districts or council member districts, whatever it might be, in their municipal government. So, I mean, it's really a feel thing for the community. The community has to, I think, weigh in on these issues. If the community doesn't believe that the Board of Aldermen is fully representing them because they need districts, then the community needs to tell us that. But that can look like districts. It can also look like, you know, it could be a responsiveness thing. I'm not going to make a judgment on that. Mm-hmm. The alderman that I've had the benefit of working with over the last, 14 years that I've been in office, I think have been highly conscientious about trying to be all over the city and at as many different things as they can. But what the community feels about that relationship, they need to speak up.
Mayor O'Connor, we appreciate your time. We got to go. I thank you, sir. We'll have hopefully have another great discussion next month.
Thank you very much.
And it's on to one of the highlights from our afternoon program, Mid-Maryland Live on WFMD, weekdays 3 to 6 with Tim May and yours truly. Well, lots of things talked about this week, including the topic coming up of renaming, possibly, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
You heard about what's happening in Annapolis, what's finished in Annapolis. You know what happened in Annapolis. We can talk about it. Or we want to hear what you have to say. And some of the goofy things that are happening around the state that you need to know of, we will also get into those. Like now, let's change the name of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
I thought you might bring that up.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's name it the, I don't know, the Bill Cosby Bridge. That's a good name for... He can't do that. He got locked up. Francis Scott Key, he wasn't much of an individual. All he did was write the national anthem, he didn't do anything else, patriot and things like that. But he did own slaves. It's true, he did own...
Well, there's a lot more than that, but I won't... if you want me to...
You're going to tell me...
Because Key is such an important name in our listening area.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The state of Maryland.
We honor him in the grave.
But shouldn't we honor the people who gave the most and did the least harm? And you know.
Who are you talking about, Frank?
When you name a big road or a bridge, or shouldn't you try to go for the best names you could find?
I will not accept that bridge being named after me. I just won't do it. No, because I don't want to get people, they'll get confused and they'll go across my bridge, and I don't know if I want that to be happening. Frank, why don't we grow up? Why don't we get on with life? Why don't we understand that something that...
And you brought it up. I don't think it's the biggest issue.
Well, it's a goofy... I almost said something. It's a goofy issue. I'm tired of hearing this nonsense. And let's change Robert E. Lee's name because he was the Confederate general of the South. Let's change him to Robert Lee Johnson or Robert Lee Morris. Why not? I mean, this is how ridiculous things get to be. It happened. It's over. We grew from it. Whatever. My gosh, you would never be able to name anything over after Joe Biden. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, he did. He was a crooked. Yeah, we can't name it then. You know, can't. How about naming the D.C. airport or the Dulles airport the Donald Trump airport?
Which is something that is for real that a Republican congressman want to do, to change the name of Dulles Airport to the Donald J. Trump International Airport.
Donald Trump did not own any slaves. I think it's well appropriate. This is how goofy things are.
I'm going to talk about peeing off people and peeing off you. I'm going to say something.
Well, you can say that.
I thought a Northern Virginia congressman had a very good idea.
What do you want to name it?
Wanted to name a federal prison the Donald J. Trump.
I don't have any problem with that.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
But as ridiculous as naming, in my opinion, naming Dulles Airport after Donald Trump is renaming this Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is insanity. Maybe he never existed. That's it. If we can erase him out of the minds of human, you know, it is so sad. It is so sad that we try to live in the past. Get over it.
Well, I can't ever get over it.
Well, you can. You move on. We have learned. Yes, my gosh, if you ever... This is not 1776 or 1791. This is 2024. Francis Scott Key has not done anything wrong in 2024. He did it back in 1776. Get over it. Unbelievable. I think everything should have a name change. We'll just name it numbers. That'd be the number 4 bridge. You'd be number 9 bridge. It'd be number 10 bridge. Unbelievable. This is pure insanity. This is goofidity at its best, in my humble opinion.
This is the kind of issue that gets you and your elk, Tim, all excited.
It's stupid. It is stupid. It's history.
We've got to have that bridge named Francis Scott Key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or, I'll tell you what, I'll yield to you, Frank. I think every year we should change the name of all the bridges.
No.
Why not? We have Governor Thomas Johnson High School. He probably owned slaves.
It's a lot more than that.
Well, he beat up slaves?
If you want me to go into detail...
No, I don't want to hear about the
national... Or if a listener wants me to go into detail...
Here we go.
I really don't want to because there's so many good things named after this man, but there are a number of troubling issues with him.
We would have to close down the mall, Francis Scott Key Mall. That's got to go.
No.
The Key Stadium will now be known as the Johnson Mars Stadium. How about the Donald Trump Memorial Park rather than Keys Park? I mean on the phone. Go ahead, John.
Brother Tim and Cousin Frank, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh, if it isn't old Amish John. Haven't heard from you for about a minute. What's up, brother?
I'm glad you're okay. I was scared yesterday. I thought it was the rapture. Turned out it was just an eclipse.
Yeah, I said, sorry about that.
it scared me. So about naming the bridge, why doesn't, and I know why, because we have, what did you call them in Annapolis, boo-boos, Tim?
Well, we'll just leave it at that. That's good. That's good. That's fair.
Boo-boo. So instead of spending money and naming the bridge after someone that no one remembers nor cares about, why don't you do whatever stadium does? Just have someone pay for the bridge and name it after them. FedEx Bridge, AT&T. I mean, you got a bridge going over Baltimore that falls down. Stucco would jump at that endorsement in a heartbeat.
How about Preparation H? I think that would be a perfect name for a bridge. There you go. There you go. Preparation.
What's the example you gave, AT&T Bridge?
He didn't say AT&T.
Come on, John. What did you say?
He didn't say AT&T. What was the name?
We can either have a corporation sponsor it, or I mean, we could always just name it after that famous Chinese pilot, something Wong.
Yeah, that would be good.
Pick.
Yeah, you could do that. I think that's Frank. You have an objection to naming something a corporate name?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not a commercial interest. A stadium is.
Uh-huh.
For profit, a bridge is not.
Oh, so.
What do you think goes over that bridge, Frank?
Huh?
Is that not a trucking bridge?
Absolutely.
Does not move back and forth across
Absolutely.
That bridge and
it's
under
a
that
public,
bridge?
It's a public bridge, not a private bridge.
Do you have to pay to cross that bridge? You will in the future.
Yeah, public money.
You'll pay public money. I'm talking about you have to pay a toll to go across the bridge.
Yeah, the money goes to public.
The public.
Purposes, not private.
It doesn't go to the public. Come on, Frank.
John.
What?
So, you get someone to pay for it. Apparently, we're broke. We don't have enough money to make trails where nobody asks for a trail. We need money. This is what you do. You need money. You get corporate sponsorship. You guys have corporate sponsorship.
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
wrong with it? Are you telling me you are against free enterprise, Frank?
Not at all.
He's against anything that, doesn't call. He's against anything that someone else would pay for. He would rather have the government pay for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. What if we have a company in Dorset that goes along with Baltimore and what you see the issues are? I mean, I know a few people. We could probably reach out to Smith & Wesson and have them, sponsor that bridge.
I was thinking more Domino Sugar, Old Bay or something, or Natty Bo.
Natty Bo.
How's that? What's wrong with the Old Bay Bridge? That would be perfect.
I like that. Old Bay Bridge.
Would you be in favor of that by getting rid of the name of Francis Scott Key Bridge and replacing it Old Bay Bridge?
That's a losing battle. I mean, if liberals are determined to rename everything because they have to create problems so they can solve them. Why not do it and make some money on the side? That way the taxpayers, who will have to pay for it regardless,
absolutely,
don't have to pay as much.
True.
I'd rather have it to be the Old Bay Bridge.
And we can make
that is tempting.
My Old Bay Bridge. Yes, we can have a song. That could be a new song. And we'll get some of the tunes from Francis Scott Key so he can be the...
Tim, you're Mr. What About when I bring, we're talking about guns and what about cars?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about renaming all our schools?
Yeah.
And what else is public? All fire stations?
Absolutely. I'm all for it. I think a police car sponsored by...
My kid goes to the Boeing Middle School.
Good. Well, I like that, Frank. I would want somebody to go to, like the Robert E. Lee School of Votech categories. No, I think that's great, Frank. Then that way they could donate, have their name on the school. Here we go, like Preparation H School, or, I think that would be great.
And that's enough right there, because it just goes downhill from there. Well, there are some highlights from our recent morning and afternoon programs on 930 WFMD. Catch them during the week, see what you're missing, or catch some highlights next weekend on the Weekend Free Talk Express on 930 WFMD. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.